Hello, everybody. Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. Going heavy. I think this will be a day just beloved by all. We have an EMOM 30 minutes, so every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one power clean. The last time we did this exact workout was on March 11th, 2019. So you want to go back into your BTWB app, see how it went for you. That might give you some insight for today. It's a heavy day, and we've got a video today entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. I recommend that you watch that. It covers all kinds of critical information about performing the heavy day appropriately. What was I just going to say? Oh, the EMOM protocol, in case anyone's unfamiliar with that. EMOM stands for every minute on the minute. So you do your warm-up, you build up to what you believe your working loading is going to be. You start the clock. Clock ticks down, beeps, the first minute begins. In that first minute, you just do one power clean. Let's say that takes you 3 seconds. You rest 57 seconds, and then you rest the remaining minute. When minute number two clicks, you do another power clean. Takes you 3 seconds, you rest 57 seconds. Basically, every new minute that ticks by, you're just doing one power clean each minute for 30 minutes. So it keeps you on a pace, and it builds in plenty of rest. So it should be a fun, heavy day for people. And people love the power clean. You don't have to go below parallel. We've got a video showing the movement. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 85% or higher of your one rep max across all sets. More likely is probably in the neighborhood of 70% or higher. The wild card option is really close, but it's in every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one hang power clean. Could be great just for some variance if you want to work that movement, or it removes, if you're still learning the movement, it removes the challenge of having to pull it off the ground, deal with your knees, kind of gets that out of the equation. And so that could be a good option for folks as well. And of course, we have a video of that. Scaled option is the same as the workout of the day. How could that be that the scaled is the same as the prescribed? Because on a heavy day, it's relatively easy to scale. Just keep lightening the loading until it's appropriate for you. Go all the way down to an empty barbell. Go to a broom handle. Go to a PVC pipe. And suddenly, everybody can do the workout of the day. And if you find yourself not quite ready for the power clean, then the wild card option might be right for you, the hang power clean. And again, just lower the weight to whatever's appropriate. The limited equipment crew, never getting shortchanged. They're going to grab their trusty dumbbells. We generally say a pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, but maybe you have another set that works better for you. Not for time, 100 dumbbell power cleans. Enjoy. There's a video of the movement. Super Fitness Robot, even though it's not for time, I would say doing them in sets of 10 is what that would be. The more likely is completing the work in as many sets as you need and in any way that you need. The no equipment workout, EMOM 30 minutes of every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, three standing broad jumps. Once you finish that 30-minute EMOM, the no equipment option will do a plank hold for 2 to 5 minutes, whatever's appropriate for you. Certainly does not need to be unbroken. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, plank hold, assuming that you didn't do the no equipment option. And then three choices. You're not going to do all three. You can do one of the three choices. Either barbell bent over rows, one-arm dumbbell bent over rows, or Lynchman complex number 9. And complex number 9 is for load. You choose the load, whatever is appropriately challenging. It's 7 power cleans, and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. Does not need to be unbroken. You perform that complex 2 to 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each. So just to be clear, it's not 1 power clean, 1 push jerk. 1 power clean, 1 push jerk, 7 times. It's 7 power cleans, and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's one complete complex. Cool down and stretching. And then we have the hamstring stretch, the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and the foam roller for the back and lats. But of course, you can darn near foam roll your entire body. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday.